From PR News in Washington, I'm convicted of raping a cocktail waitress during PR News. A damaged judge in Santa Maria, California, jumped again last week, a step that officials hope will quell PR News in Washington.
No, you're crashing the show. Pull up on the stick. Pull back.
Don't just check the altimeter. Wait. No, just don't.
No, what are you doing?
Oh, he's... Don't you understand? Up!
He's lost.
Well?
Okay, boys.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Careful now.
That's right.
Ah, there you are. Beautiful day.
His word is our command.
We don't want to interrupt the late show. It's usually pretty good.
Oh, don't tell me you have time to listen.
Well, we sometimes tune in when things are quiet.
No one can tell when, where, or even how Plan B is operational.
Some job that driver's got, shipping atomic bombs around.
It's not a bomb, it's a nuclear device for civil use.
What's the difference?
Joining us from Tennessee, we've got Bob. We've got Bob today. Hi, Bob today. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Bob. That's right, Bob.
That's good.
Buster Hyman and the Penetrators.
Hey, Bob, thanks very much. All right.
And I believe that I have Bob Dobbs, who is with the New York Transit Authority, with us. Mr. Dobbs, can you hear me? High in the sky. Mr. Dobbs, I'm afraid I'm losing you, and I thank you very much.
Here's a man with a message. Sneezing is a crime punishable by death.
Dumbfounding, dizzifying, diverse data, and here he is in person, Bob.
A woman said she received a permanent wave free of charge.
Yes, Mother. Watching the rain.
Watching the rain?
The rain is Mother Nature's tears. She's crying for all the little children that are dying all over the world.
Let her live in her dream world a while longer.
Dumb.
God.
Dumb.
God. Well, have you seen him?
Well, I'm sure I don't know.
I'll just let the Lord guide me.
Dumb.
God.
Dumb.
God. Well, have you seen him?
According to Schopenhauer.
Dumb.
God.
Dumb.
God. Well, have you seen him?
What would the Lord say?
Get up!
Give me liberty, or give me...
Pithecanthropus erectus.
The Boy Scouts, the Campfire Girls, scourge of mankind.
What do you mean?
I don't follow you, Doc. Sir, I'm...
Intellect is invisible to the man who has none.
I don't follow you, Doc. Sir, I'm pain
and boredom.
That's very interesting, Dr. Gillespie. And who is Schopenhauer?
No, he went in for happy endings.
I'm bored.
Case of the Missing Mind.
Murder by experts.
What am I doing in a nut house? They look at me queer. This strange looking character walks into my life.
Good morning, friend. Do you ever dream?
And now here's Mr. Queer sitting beside me.
Call me Aladdin.
Huh? Touch it, Jim. Aladdin?
Yes. Would you like to try my magic lamp? What is it you dream when you dream? Your heart's desire. You're dealing strictly with a query.
And there it is.
You know, the highly biley.
Let me go.
Is this your man, Doc?
Yes. Such a thing shouldn't happen to a dog. Such a thing shouldn't happen to a dog.
you can call in and fight evil. UnadulteratedManhood.com. The king of cool. The captain of happening. The sultan of Slack. I want to get into this whole subgenius Slack thing. It's called the Church of the Subgenius, an anti-cult, but it's some sort of cult or anti-cult. It's called the Church of the Church of the Subgenius. This guy called Bob Dobbs, the Sultan of Slack. The Slack. I don't know Slack in the Aces, so I listened to this Slack, and they left me no clue as to what the fuck it is. Wow. Look at her tits. They are enormous. How can they be showing so much tit without showing any nipple at all? I don't know, man. I'm a little confused. Is it really for weirdos? Subgenius, do they have sex? It sounds very culty to me. What is the conspiracy? Okay, what is the Slack? Tell me what the Slack is. The Sultan of Slack. So this is sort of an anti-consumerism institution. I don't get it. Please. I've already found the truth. The Sultan of Slack.
You're letting your subgenius, your freak flag fly, baby. You got subgenius right there. Wave it.
You scare really me. You scare me a little bit. Is there any cult activity? You know, my IQ is under 100. Do any of the Slack? Ricky Retardo. The Sultan of Slack. This guy called Bob Dobbs. The Sultan of Slack. Wow, look at those tits.
So anyway, friends, I'm a preacher of habit, so forgive me if I repeat some of the stuff that I said yesterday, if any of you were here. But the thing is, the Church of the Subgenius isn't just stupid showbiz. It really is also a religion. And like the Bible, I mean, look, you don't add new stuff to the Bible. Likewise, we do not add new stuff to Bob's Word. Bob talked about Slack, which none of us have enough of, and he never would say what it was, because only we individually know what it is. He talked about the conspiracy, which is everybody you hate. Simple as that. Really, you know, to get down to it. And the fact that the world ends July 5th, 1998 at 7 o'clock in the morning. None of that has changed. Because you just don't. I mean, it is a religion. We, of course, are still expecting the men from Planet X to arrive on planet Earth on July 5th, 1998. It's just that the conspiracy has obviously been manipulating calendars and so forth for so long just to discredit Bob and make us look stupid last 1998 and every succeeding year since then at 7 o'clock in the morning on July 5th. I actually have stood there at Brushwood every July 5th since 1998, usually with about 20 to 30 people around, waiting to see how I'm going to handle it. And it's over the years it has matured and evolved to the, I think the last time I ended up saying that all reality was nothing, after the exists again didn't arrive and destroy the unbelievers and lift up the subgeniuses, I went into some thing about how the universe is nothing but a big mechanistic, chemically driven set of computations that, you know, it's all just meaningless random evolution in the void and so forth. I thought it was pretty funny myself. You know, you got to do something.
Yes, dear friends, a little bit of preaching there from Winter Star, a symposium. You can get more information about Winter Star at rosencomet.com. Before that, we heard a Norel Pref cut up of, we'll hear more of that show. It's kind of a, you'll see. And Norel Pref, did I say, is available at heavyconfetti.com. There will be a lot of Norel Pref in this show. There already has been some. He's been doing tons of cut-ups. And, of course, Fernandinande Lemur as well. It's going to be hard to tell sometimes which is Lemur and which is Norel Pref. And, friends, also KPFA show from Berkeley, the Puzzling Evidence show with Dr. Howell. And in the old days, Bob Nelson, and Gary DeBrogtran, and Paul Mavridis, all will be here. Oh, Reverend Sudhasana did one of the collages right after the titles there about the atomic bobs. And now, more Norrell Pref.
We can have a little fun. We can have a little fun. We can have a little fun.
Bob, what do you think? Bob, what do you think? Who should never be cloned?
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. There was talk recently of extracting DNA from the shroud of
Bob
in hopes that they could clone.
Bob?
I think this is a good idea because if that was done and
Bob
was raised in such a way he could take over the world with his mind control and with his laser beam.
That's amazing.
Teaching from Bob. His practical first-hand knowledge comes from more than 20 years of dealing with many puzzling and perplexing issues. Whenever Bob takes time out to teach, his listeners hear tough topics taught from the heart. Listen to Bob. Rock and roll. Bob.
Yeah?
And I'd like to, like...
Yeah?
And I'd like to, like... How do you get that? I love him a lot.
Nightmare of you of death in the pool wakes me up at 2:45. I'm lying on the floor the night before with a stranger lying next to me. Hey, I don't understand it either. Try this. Kiss of treachery, the aching kiss before I feed the stench of love for a younger meat and the sound that it makes when it cuts in deep. I miss the kiss of treachery, the aching kiss before I feed the stench of a love for a younger meat. Feeding the stench of love for younger meat. Feeding the stench of love for younger meat. The younger meat.
You're taking the words out of context.
I represent Big Brother in the sky.
And I believe that Bob is my savior, and that I was put on this earth to do his will.
Stench of love for younger meat. He's got dark lipstick on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Provoked nihilism, negativism, and nothingism. Pelted the police.
Just all around being glad.
When he wants to stick a needle in your rear, the shot'll make you well.
Rude and barbaric.
You're a character. I'm not sure if I saw you right now if I'd want to turn you over my knee or give you a big hug.
But, Bob, I'm sorry for calling you rude.
So, Bob took some of us along to that giant sex toy store in Oklahoma, intent on buying some naughty birthday apparel for Connie, but in usual Dobbsian fashion, he started giggling like a demented 12-year-old, dry-humping the rubber butts, putting butt plugs on his head like devil horns, and laughing like some mental case, running around the place with crotchless panties over his suit, spitting pasties at everyone, and he finally drank half a bottle of Hotsey McGonagall's Lavender Love Lube and shot the rest on the floor behind him like James Bond's old Aston Martin, making the staff who were chasing him slide all over the place. But as we made our getaway, he gave us all zebra pattern vibrators. So it turned out okay, or at least as okay as it gets when Bob is at the wheel. My God.
Yeah. Sheriff Taylor?
Yes, sir?
I'm Bob Rogers, state attorney's office.
Well, howdy do, howdy do. Shake hands with my deputy, Barney Fye.
Howdy.
Barney, this is kind of Bob's case, wouldn't you say, seeing as how he predicted and all. I think it'd be right if he was the one that handled it.
We'll take care of it right away, Sheriff.
Right, Bob.
Well, we'll see you, Bob.
Oh, excuse me. Bob, come on in. Look who it is, Andy.
I know it's Bob.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Good evening. Again?
Come on and sit down, Bob.
Thank you, Ellie. What a hypochondriac. But gluteus maximus.
You have a wonderful sense of humor, Bob.
Yeah, boy.
Did anyone mention the Saturday night social to you, Bob?
Outstanding. Divine.
Right, maybe I better leave.
Yes, I guess you could say that. Bob's fiancée is arriving next week.
That's right. Yeah.
Hiya, Bob.
Find anything, Bob? Report on the arrival of strangers from outer space. An intense young man.
Yeah, and an odd one, too.
More than odd, Bob. Odd Bob. A man who thinks for himself.
Beat it.
Beat me, Daddy.
That was a big kick. That was a big beat.
Beat it.
Beat me, Daddy.
That was a big kick. That was a big...
Come join the fun. Come join the fun.
To enter an enchanted world where fairy tales come true. Everybody loves to explore, and this is the place to do it. It's the gaudy gilded circus...
Hallelujah day that was just around the corner.
Beat. Beat it.
Beat me, Daddy.
That was a big kick. That was a big...
Beat me, Daddy.
From PR News in Washington, I'm conscious and subordinate and infected and pessimistic and chicken and reserved and stable and attached to a respirator and open to the public and willing to work with PR News in Washington.
WCSB going on the air.
Probably, you know. That's why I'm afraid of those boxes that kind of fly in circles into your brain. That's my main concern.
And
you ever
notice
just... while you're staring at one of those that just you lose all peripheral vision? That's because the photon gun is pointed at your cerebral cortex, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't the term cathode ray tube sound ominous?
Hell yeah.
I mean, that
doesn't
sounds dangerous. That sounds like a cathode ray tube. That just sounds like a weapon on this flying saucer.
Maybe it was a cathode ray.
Well, at one time it was. That's where you think the television came from. That was one of the things the UFO people gave us in return for a certain number of experiments, subjects, and slaves.
We had to study fire and ice, though, as our philosophical values, as our nurturing system for our minds.
So does that mean that LCD screens are safe?
Hell no. They have
photon gel.
There's
not enough room in there to put a photon gun.
They have gel. You know how dangerous that is to your brain?
Yeah.
I find that I get a better buzz off of microwaves. or if you're at one of those microwave bouncing towers for radio stations.
Yeah.
Or cell towers.
Yeah, those are, if you like camp out at the base of one of those, you can pick up a pretty good burn.
You don't even need to build a campfire either.
No, I've heard that.
I have my microwave set at crotch level.
When it's real cold, you can take Capri Sun things and like tape them to your body and go up to that old microwave for about 20 seconds and walk away warm for a long time.
That's weird.
But you're only warm on the inside.
Yeah.
On the outside.
Of course you don't read enough Whitman. And there you are walking around in an EvacuGen suit. You know? That's... You know,
damn,
we're crippled. We're
missing?
Emotionally and mentally and artistically crippled in this society.
Yeah.
And I'm
a lot of
no one's going to disagree with you there.
I feel pretty crippled myself, you know. I mean, gosh, you know, when I was little, I wanted to write books and whatnot. And where
now
am I now? I'm doing this show.
And other stuff, which just gives away that you've given up on it.
You know. Yeah. Instead, I'm doing this. Man, this... This is like the death of creativity, what I'm doing here. I play other people's music, and other people call in and give me their thoughts, and that's, you know, it appears on the surface to be some kind of creative endeavor, but in fact, it's the opposite.
You appear like you're going to be some sort of star, and basically you're just an MC for a bunch of jag-offs.
Well, but hey, then yeah, I take the recordings from it and remix it into my show, making it even yet another step removed on that ladder of vampirism.
Uh-huh. And who even knows whose blood's being sucked by the time it gets done?
Right.
The people that cut up Stang's cut-ups.
Ah, something bit me.
Oh, there it went.
You hear like three words, you know, three errant words about sociopaths running our world, you know, and then some errant words about Martians stealing our brains, and you don't know who is who, and you don't care.
I'm pretty sure my brain's still there.
What
and
is
that's all that
sociopath?
Matters when it comes down to it.
Yeah, but doesn't
I've
mean
still got my half
control.
Of the brain cell.
What?
You're I've still got my half of the brain cell, and Princess Wee has the other half.
Hey, you know, between the two halves, you can rub... You can rub the two... Hello, Princess Wee.
It's collateral.
You can rub the two halves together to generate heat. You know, that's why, like, if you only have one brain cell, you're better off cutting it in half. So at least you can rub them together.
There's always refrigeration.
We have to rub ours a lot.
Well, you know, that's kind of fun. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's none of our business, you know, how you rub your brain cells together. I don't...
Yes, feel the friction
that's a private matter.
Scraping together.
I think that's a private matter.
Princess Wee is using her half of the brain cell to label Hour of Slack CDs that get mailed out to the sister and brother stations and the Martian stations.
Well, that gives off an ozone smell that the pharmaceutical companies can use.
They can tell it's going to be a good show when it's labeled by her, and they know it's going to be a bad, rushed, hurried piece of crap if it's got my labeling on it.
They put it in a bottle and strap it onto the urine sample, and there you go.
Right.
They walk so, into the radio station and say, here's another hour of sample.
This child did it.
Now, if she labels them, you don't even have to listen to them. You can just look at them.
A synesthesia radio show there from WCSB in Cleveland. It's on at 10 o'clock Sunday nights. It follows the Hour of Slack on WCSB. .org with Dr. Sinister and this time callers Lonesome Cowboy Dave, Governor Rocknar, Sloth, and yours truly. Before that, Lemur's PR News. Before that, Norrell Prep's Beat Me Daddy and a bunch of collages by Norrell Prep and collages by Lemur. That song Program was by Stylex. More from them at StylexOhio.com. The rant before that about the Dobbs sex trip was Helpo Huey. And, of course, tons of Norrell Prep was in there and now follows.
Free markets, what does that mean?
Everything is commercialized.
Free markets, what does that mean?
We annihilate our enemies.
Free markets, what does that mean?
Con the serfs back into serfdom.
Free markets, what does that mean?
Corporate welfare.
Free markets, what does that mean?
In other words, the formula that has enabled them the formula they're relying on won't...
Free markets, what does that mean?
Corporate money.
We have, to date, never seen such cheating.
Free markets, what does that mean?
Money for power, power for money.
Free markets, what does that mean?
Cops and robbers, this is about the abuse of power.
Free markets, what does that mean?
Debt, 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 debt.
$2 to $5 trillion deficit.
Good effort. Yes, it's the Good Effort Show, where we recognize those citizens who show good effort in citizenship.
Our first good effort is little Bobby Brundage, who was trod on by a cart horse while watching the Budweiser Clydesdales pass in the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, good effort, Bobby. And here's Bobby's body being shown on display. Oh, disgusting, isn't it? Well, we'll wipe that away and show you the next good effort winner.
Yes, and our second award today goes to little Norma Nardini, who made an attempt at being a high school athlete and ended up, in a funny little chair. But he can go anywhere.
That's not a pleasant sight.
Good effort, Norman.
Good effort, Norman. Thanks a lot for the slide. Okay,
and
here's our third
good
winner.
Good effort is Palmer Mariners.
Yes, Palmer attempted to couple with another human being of an opposite species.
Armageddon! 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 Armageddon!
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs
OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country. Practice their love with women all across this country.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Practice their love with practice their love with practice their love with their love with their love with their love.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom of the me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
Armageddon! 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 Armageddon!
When knights were bold but still smelled like dookie, I was a minor slovenly duke in Crapshire province and a heller in pink tights, despite my reputation for a sharp tongue, a quick fart, and a half-concealed dirk. I once slugged it out in chainmail and swords with a great bladder brain mine own size, cursing right demonic over a wench of dubious regard but great passion. After a time, we stopped to catch our breaths, and I ruined the crowd of giddy onlookers with my sudden burst of enlightenment, loudly braying, "Good sirrah, doth this not be Dame Not That Goody, who hath been recounted as banging the good men of the pub, the king's guard entire, 4 milk goats, a raw head, and a portly Chinaman as well? Aye? Then why dost we fight? She be a wagon full of the pox, and just waiting to attack our manly parts. Let us spit on her doorway, fight no more, and have an ale on me." And although I later learned that he had befouled a visiting cabin boy whose legs were too bandied from sea life to escape him as the local stable sweepers did, we were stout friends from that day forward. Yes, 'twas a great fall fest.
I'm a dauber, you're a dauber, she's a dauber, we're a dauber, would you like to be a dauber too? You're a dauber, be a badauber, I'm a dauber, be a bob dauber, we're a bobber, be a badauber, I'm a dauber, be a bob dauber.
Yeah, I think because of that song, you're a booter.
It's enough to make me feel squeamish with inclinations to squander my pinkness and sudden spurts of silliness.
Well, I think it's very
to which we hereby testify in the name of J.R. Bob.
Oh my God. It was the hollow pill. Just blew the top of his head right off.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
How are you doing?
Great.
How are you doing?
Great. Today we're going to be talking about...
How are you doing?
Great.
I think it's kind of funny. Lick profitability.
Joint.
Absolutely. Setting targets. We can deconstruct. That process is entirely disconnected. Shoot first and ask questions later. The status quo is this: customer migration. People don't think product is wrong. Then we can start thinking about, we never really have a dialogue. These folks speak different languages. How are you doing?
Great.
English pig dogs. English pig dogs.
And now a reminder about your outside walls and the roof. If you have taken the advice we've been giving you recently, it will not give you much protection. So, waste time. Start now. A good place is a cupboard under the stairs. Start now. Start right away making your family as safe as possible, like this. First, cover them with boards or doors or dense materials, if possible. To help you, we will remind you once again about dense containers of earth or sand. stop them slipping down the wall by nailing containers of dense sand to the floor like this. Like this.
Well, looks like next week is questionable. Week after that, though, is looking very pretty.
Things are getting sicker.
What, for the launch?
Worse and worse.
You know, there is another shuttle launch due.
And there's a hairline crack in the discovery they just discovered.
Well, why
You're
do we
kidding.
Have people with physical deformities running our airplanes anyway? Can't we, you know, get the best of the cream of the, you know, what do they call those guys? And put asparagus in there.
The creme de la creme.
You know, alpha male. Okay, we're going to let some guy fly a plane who's got a hair lip? Come on.
Now, during the air traffic controller strike, Dave, you were an air traffic controller briefly, right? Because you'd had radio experience?
I had severe radiation therapy of the brain tumor, but I could pick up stations, and so they thought, you know, I could probably work in traffic control.
That's the scariest thing
I
can imagine.
You worked in there for like a week and a half, didn't you?
I lasted a full week. Well, it was 10 days.
That's longer than most of the professionals last.
Yep. And well,
and he had less. He had fewer accidents than the trained guys.
Yep. But they never once sampled my urine, and it is delicious.
No, they found that train engineers made pretty good.
I think we should just take monkeys and put
air traffic controllers and urine samplers.
I've always wanted to, you know, like the wine samplers got it easy. I want to go for something that there's a little bit of a challenge.
Metamorphosis occurs.
What do we mean by metamorphosis?
Metamorphosis occurs.
What do we mean?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Metamorphosis, metamorphosis.
Doctor, physician, scientist.
Embryo.
All humans have radiation.
What do we mean?
Overdose.
What do we mean?
Overdose, overdose, overdose.
What do we mean?
The creature is driven by rage.
Metamorphosis.
The world is dead.
Anyway, friends, I don't, I can sometimes wonder why I keep being invited to these. Well, I wasn't invited to this one. They had somebody else crapped out, so I ended up. But I don't believe in very much. I, like many people, did get really deep into like studying the paranormal and different religions and philosophies and so forth. And then I returned to my childhood religion, which I had rejected for so long, which was science fiction and monster movies. And I'm back onto that. But I not only do I not believe in much, I don't disbelieve in much either. Because I've been surprised too many times. The one thing I do disbelieve in is atheism. I don't believe in atheism because I consider them to be fanatics. They're so sure. They know. Oh, well, might as well be dim. I mean, really, that's just nuts. We don't know, you know, to a fish in a fishbowl. I mean, you might feed that fish every day, but it doesn't know who you are. To the fish, you're a cloud that flies by and drops mana into the waters, and, you know, you're just this. It doesn't know that you're you. It doesn't know that it's in a fishbowl. Whose fishbowl are we in? You know, when Beavis and Butthead are mocking MTV and we're mocking Beavis and Butthead mocking MTV, who's mocking us mocking Beavis and Butthead mocking MTV, huh? Let's hope it's Bob, because he's got a sense of humor. I'm from the Church of Bob Scientist, my friend. We're, Bob Hobbyist Layman, but Bob Crackpot. Church of Bob, Crackpot, that's where I'm from. And so we... You know, we're into science, but it's, of course, the forbidden sciences. You know, we prefer the contradictions that make sense to us.
From PR News in Washington, I'm Washing Peters tomorrow. Pope John Paul, who has received death threats, did not take part in the Easter PR News at St. Washington.
You see, sometimes you'll watch those alien movies, and the aliens, the creatures from another world, will look hideous, and yet they're the ones you sympathize with. Why is that? It's because you, the subgenius, are a Martian. You are not of this earth.
Now, some places on this planet, Mudball Mars, seem more bright than others. You just feel more comfortable, more at home. Isn't that the case? Well, it's because those places are that much more like the planet that you're supposed to be on. It's like if you take a mountain and you cut it in half and you see the strata of the different time zones and the different light years that are inside the mountain's consciousness. If you open your third face and perceive that to be true, then it's not a far leap at all to understand that some places on this planet are more Martian than others. Maybe for you, it's the forest. Maybe for another person, it's the city. There's no contradiction there. It depends on how much Martian blood flows in your veins. Yes, the Yeti of ancient history. The Yetis that founded the United States of America, and who, on whose dung droppings bloom the flowers of Tibet. Those self-same Yetis come not of this world, but from Mars. The real Mars, not this fake Mars. People for centuries have been talking about how the Earth is hollow. But we've dug and dug and dug. There's lots of dugs in this church, and they've all confirmed that this planet that we're on is not hollow. You can dig all you want, Doug, and it's not going to change things. But that's because this planet isn't Earth. This planet is Mars. And if you go to the real Earth, just go to the North Pole, and Santa will show you where the entrance is that the Nazi supersonic hell creatures come out of. Santa Claus conquers the Martians. How can that be? How can Santa have the power to conquer the Martians when he doesn't live on the fourth planet? Unless he does, and that's how he delivers presents every year to all the good sub-geniuses on this planet, which is Mars.
From PR News in Washington, I'm using the internet to access child PR. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals grew at a rate of 3.8% after Saddam Hussein's feeding tube was removed from Cedar Rapids, Iowa today. President Bush wants more than 17,000 nuclear feeding tubes in Washington. The existence of the Bush administration was a secret until 3 years ago. The U.N. Human Rights Commission hopes this is war. On Wall Street, 6-10-55-13-17-79. This is PR's PR News.
My friends, I want to speak to you today about the glory of Bob. But many I hear are afraid of Bob. Many think Bob is helping the conspiracy. Many think Bob wants to steal your slack. These so-called subgene, I think the reason Bob has such an unlimited supply of slack is because he's unknowingly taken it from the subgenius. Well, my friend, let's find out. The Church of the Subgenius said, Bob is... fill in the blank. Thus, Bob is a conspiracy, for Bob is a con man. You don't think his wife's name is Connie for nothing, do you? Bob is slack, my friend. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's right, Bob is slack and a con. Bob is what you think he is, and you'll pay to know what you really think, won't you? If you fear Bob, then you will see Bob is the ultimate con man. You will see Bob is a mastermind of the conspiracy. Yes, Bob has his hand in the pockets of the conspiracy so deep, they don't even remember when those hands got there. Bob runs a conspiracy when he wants to, and that means he runs you too, my friend. However, if you love Bob, then you know that Bob is talking back slack directly from the conspiracy to give it to deserving sub G9. Note, I said deserving. Do you deserve Bob's loving slack? Well, you've got to pay your dues.
Send $30 to the Subgenius Foundation Incorporated. P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
And find the Bob within you before you can know that Bob loves you. You are Bob. That's right, we are all one with Bob, my friend. The family of the Subgenius is a very mixed bag. But Bob is a selfish guy, and Bob loves himself. Bob gives himself to the newest, hippest, most pure slack. That can be yours. Do you want unlimited slack? Now I know a lot of this may sound cliche, but let me tell you, Bob is fill in the blank. So what do you want? Do you want to love Bob, or do you want to fear him? As long as you're afraid of Bob, then by dobs he'll steal your slack and give it to the conspiracy. He'll take you for everything you've got and leave you shuddering. A quivering husk. Bob is the monster under the bed. Bob is the dark forces inside your head. Bob is the three-headed monster with eight limbs, one eyeball, and a huge devouring mouth ready to eat you whole. Until you see Bob in all his hideousness and accept him for what he is, then and only then will Bob reveal the secrets of the church. This is subgnosis, my friends. The knowledge of under things. This is the revelation of Bob. Look in the mirror. Praise Bob.
Revelation of Bob, dear friends. That was preaching by Reverend Paul Frederick and music by E. Minzenmeyer. Who is in the background? The Minzenmeyer's band Asmodeus is in the background of this. And you can get more information about that from latexrecords.com. Before that, we heard Lemur's PR News and Dr. Onan Canobite on the road. A little preaching from Winter Star. Metamorphosis by Norel Pref. Before that, some radio synesthesia. A whole bunch of Lemur and KPFA, old timey show with callers and puzzling evidence and so forth. And the Knights of Old thing was by Helpo Pewey. And now a little bit by Reverend Chain Smirker, followed by Norel, and then more Chain Smirker, and then the Detroit Revival, and then some Lemur. And now for Chain Smirker.
When you say
Bob,
you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say
Bob,
you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say
Bob,
you've said the word that means he liked to do it all. When you say
Bob,
it means you want the number one. When you say
Bob,
you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say
Bob,
you say you care enough to only want the king's.
It's leading all the rest when you say
Our subject this evening. This subject this evening. So we see
the adulterer of fornication.
1 John, filthy.
All the way down to his ankles. He was wearing a robe when I saw him. He's purple.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy.
That's what'll come across the television screen.
Verse 1.
I've seen the Lord. I can tell you how he was dressed. I've seen the Lord. I can tell you how he was dressed. I can tell you how he was dressed.
I cannot dig.
What am I going to do with my life?
I cannot dig.
What am I going to do with my life?
And I wanted some of those cookies, and she gave me one cookie, and I wasn't satisfied with one cookie. And I wanted some of those cookies, and she gave me one cookie, and I wasn't satisfied with one cookie.
And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and they took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. And they took all the spoil and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. And they brought the captives and the prey and the spoil unto Moses and Eleazar the priest, and unto the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by Jordan near Jericho. And Moses said unto them, Have ye saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Now therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known man by lying with him. But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. And do ye abide without the camp 7 days. Whosoever hath killed any person, and whosoever hath touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. And purify all your raiment, and all that is made of skins, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood.
From PR News in Washington, I'm classified, but flawed. The Supreme Court has again rejected a brain damage PR News. Connecticut's House of Representatives has rejected an attempt to abolish the state's PR News penalty in Washington.
And I haven't slept in 5 days, and you notice I look fairly energetic, don't I? I may not be making any sense, but I've showed. Actually, believe it or not, I have slack. Yes, I do. There was a time I've been preaching slack for 25 years. For 20 of those years, I was preaching slack because I was asking for slack. I was trying to get slack. 5 years ago, something finally sunk in. Slack is not something you go out and get. Slack is something you already have. You just have to recognize it. And not me, not Bob, not your boss, not your school teacher, your mom and dad, not your kids. None of them can tell you what slack is. Those magazine ads, those Playboy magazines, your drugs, all that fun stuff will not tell you what slack is for you. You'll know it when you get it. Or you'll know it when you lose it. That's the sad thing. So many have slack until they, and then when they lose it, that's the first time they ever recognize it. They suddenly go, God damn, I've been griping and whining all these years because I didn't have slack. The whole time I had it, it was right in front of me. Until that thing happened, that bad luck, or that mistake.
For further information about and how you can protect yourself against it, consult your local
Subgenius.
Is contagious. The most dangerous period is the first 24 hours after arrives. But you might have 2 weeks. Wavering sound.
Bob?
From PR News in Washington, I'm kept alive through feeding and hydration. A Presidential Commission's report says the Vatican was a violation of the sacred nature of PR.
The essence of civilization is that the weak should be in the favor of life.
Mr. Bush said all Americans should live at the mercy of PR News, Washington.
PR's Jewish, Muslim, and Christian religious leaders are joining for an international gay festival in Jerusalem this summer. The festival, called World Pride, would damage the holiness of PR News, Washington.
Hi. Hello, Doc. Somebody, hello? What?
Mistake.
Hello?
True,
hello there?
It's Mark. Has not died.
Somebody wanted too young today.
This merely substantiates the observation that nature is immensely
whimsical. Somebody want too young to date?
And that history is eternally responsible.
Somebody wanted too young to date? Hello? What?
5-5-0-2-2. You'll see in the background the Spud Farmers and Skull Farmers have joined us once again. Liquid Slack. Oh, here we go. Another cup for you, listener. Here you go. Let me hand it to the speaker here. Yeah. Careful, don't spill.
It's okay.
I'm sorry your script didn't get here in time for the show. We didn't even know we were going to be on tonight.
Is there anything we can do? That's the way it goes.
White color paint, same color paper. Yeah, if they just tore it up and put it somewhere, I'd feel a little safer. Oh, poster of God. Oh, oh, you poster of God.
Whoa! Oh, I'm getting dizzy already.
I had said,
if you don't help us, caller, we're going to start the show over again. That's right, we're going to go back to 2 o'clock in the morning. Time control.
From PR News in Washington, I'm detonating 2 rock bombs and firing car-propelled rocks at the worshippers and many more around the world. Saints are overlooking tens of thousands of Peters. Among them was PR's Peter. President Bush says the military staged a well-organized attack on the notorious PR News prison in Washington.
We are TiVo. Are we not men? We are TiVo.
So how can a person go about freebasing coffee, I guess, would be the ultimate question.
Well, there are various paper hangers you can call. They're in the yellow pages, or the yellowing pages, as you like to call them in your urinary.
You know, because I'm not interested in methamphetamines or cocaine.
No,
I'm talking about
there are real nozzle trucks that will come out and excrete chocolate into your brain.
Pharmaceutical coffee, possibly injectable, I suppose.
Speaking as somebody
or
who is
sublingual.
Yeah, I've tried some various other stimulants before, and I find that there's really no point if you can just get your hands on some good Turkish coffee. Or something like that, you know, just something brewed really strong. I don't understand why.
And keep drinking it repeatedly rather than having one little demi-tasse.
I drink that stuff like big. You know, I'll drink a pot of that.
Until you have a stomach ache.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, run to the bathroom and.
That stuff will give you a headache that'll last all year. It's great.
You know why? I don't understand why people take meth when there's coffee. You
know? Well, why do they urinate drugs in our own body anyway? Why do we manufacture them if we can't buy them from other manufacturers? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. I wonder where that static is coming from.
Yeah, there we go.
Little chocolate
forest. Who'd we lose? Hello?
Hello? We lost.
We lost static.
You know, I've noticed the religious area above my brow is standing from this conversation.
Let's see. Let's see who comes on in place. 687,000. You're on the air.
Oh, Dr. Sinister.
There you are.
Yeah, the battery in my mouth ran out, so I just hung up.
I changed him.
Dude, you need to get a wind-up.
I think Stang was communicating with his sources, quote-unquote. Well, quote, sources, unquote.
Well, all that talk about the coffee was getting me kind of... I had a hankering. So I ran down and got some of the iced Java and tried to smoke it, but it just... It's too wet.
And too cold. Yeah.
Have any of you panel truckers ever tried a chocolate coffee enema?
I know people who recommend enema.
No, I mean, some people do that as a form of splitting nature and becoming one with the thing.
I thought that was kind of a sick joke or a crazy person activity.
No, it's you get quite buzzed, supposedly.
All kinds of drugs can be absorbed through the mucous membranes in the rectum.
So then we could even snort coffee if we wanted mucus in our membranes.
Right, and if you could learn how to snort with your neither nostril, so to speak.
Your neither nostril.
You could just
if you could inhale like the great Lepetamine was able to do, if you could suck in with your nether end, you could actually sort of drink the coffee syrup and absorb it that way.
You could take it from five different orifices that you don't even have. You could just, like, you know, take it on, so to speak. Just take the whole essence of coffee. You'd be drinking it and snorting it.
We could just sit on the tube, I suppose, would be the other possibility. But, you know.
That always involves an emergency room, though. Always.
Have any of you
and telling the doctor, you're not going to believe this story. It was a one in a million thing. The doctors always hear that. And someone comes in with something stuck up there. You know, it's like, oh, I can't believe this isn't one in a million accident. You know?
What do you think the weirdest thing that would be? I mean,
I remember reading Howard Stern's book years ago, and he had a whole chapter dedicated to things that had been found in up people's asses.
The dirty bomb.
It was pretty wild.
Things found in ani.
I didn't know if I believed it or not.
See, if we read more Walt Whitman and took on the surrogate brain food from the Martians, we would not be placing things in our directories. We'd have a clear conscience, and we'd have a clean canal.
Of course.
Well, now that's not
just eat those leaves of grass, and that'll keep you regular.
Even in days of old, when knights were bold, there were
outhouses weren't invented.
Who wanted to pack the bucket up their exit wound for whatever cheap thrill that might afford them.
Yeah.
They didn't have television or special effects in those days.
Pardon? What?
They didn't have special effects in those days.
Yeah, they didn't have TV or special effects, so they had to pack a lot more stuff up themselves just for entertainment.
You were talking about, I couldn't hear you. I thought you were talking about pyrotechnics again.
Friends, radio synesthesia there. You're listening, however, not to that show, but to the Hour of Slack. And that would be the voice of the Church of the Subgenius. Friends, you can get more at subgenius.com. In fact, the shows are archived there. We heard a lot of the other Subgenius shows, such as KPFA show in Berkeley with Puzzling Evidence and Dr. Howell. We heard some Detroit Devival ranting from yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang. Oh, by the way, you can send tapes and things if you want to Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Praise Bob, and now Limer.
From PR News in Washington, I'm deteriorating after a brief urinary corruption. The European Union is praising PR as a poultry industry after a poultry infection. On Wall Street, many of them were in tears.
But that hasn't happened.
Former Connecticut Governor John Rowland abstained from killing a badly injured PR News in Washington.
A former senior official with the Boy Scouts of America has pleaded guilty to possessing child pornography. Douglas Smith was charged with using the internet to access the material. He was formally charged with the federal count last week.
You must say these words: Klaatu, Barada, Nikto. Please repeat that.
To Barabato Nikta.
You must remember those words.
To the Barabat Nik.
Gort do do.
Robot do do.
He could do do.
Bobby,